and welcome to Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. And each week on the show, despite the fact that Springsteen tickets are costing upwards of $4,000 a ticket for the latest tour, we'll share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed. It's something we like to call a tiny victory.
That's right. So thanks for joining us for the next 15 minutes or so. We invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about a sailfish attack in Florida, and I'll stop worrying about monkey attacks in Japan on the rise.
And I'll stop worrying about whether chatbots are sentient.
And now let's get tiny.
Let's tiny it up. Okay, so this is our second show back from our summer vacations. Mm-hmm. And I would like to do a part two, because I was in France, I'm going to say that, of the what I did on my summer vacation essay from grade school.
Nice. Plus, we hear from a caller about how a break can make things better.
But first, this episode is sponsored by Dipsy.
Oh, Dipsy.
Oh,
it's
Dipsy,
so
I
nice.
For
it's a little app on your phone, and it's audio. Let's just say little audio treats.
They're sexy treats. Just go ahead and say it.
Yeah, but there's also stuff for sleep and wellness.
Right.
But it's little
audio treats
that are just made to make you feel good. It's an app with just little audio treats to make you feel good.
Yes, and there are sleep stories and there are wellness sessions. And then there are the stories of like, say, do you like a she, her, they, them?
There's sexy stories with lots of different topics. Maybe you like rough and wild or BDSM or dirty talk or whatever. And it just has lots of things that you can explore. It's such a cool setup.
It's so cool. And it lets your imagination like be free of images you might feel are constricting, and you can imagine for yourself what you're hearing. And I love the combinations of the many kinds of genders. It's super progressive, super fun. I love it. And for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/tiny. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to DIPSEA.
Here it comes.
That's my Dipsy voice. stories.com/tiny. dipsystories.com/tiny. I know, I can't resist every time. I don't know, it just cracks me up. Only me. I'm the only, well, you're laughing out of pity. Okay.
Annabelle's sexy Dipsy voice.
Okay, so Laura, I have another story from my summer travels.
You had a big summer time, yeah. So there's more what I did this summer from Annabelle Gurwitch, age 10.
There is. Okay, so it has to do with another tiny victory, right? So I was very focused on the fact that I was going to sell merch for this heavy metal band or rock and roll, the Dead Poets Society. They're fantastic. Go check them out. So I was so busy focusing on like, okay, how am I going to sell the t-shirts? How am I going to fold the t-shirts? Can I learn to say, do you want to try a t-shirt on in Dutch, that I didn't think about preparing for the trip. So I land in London, where my boyfriend's going to pick me up in the van and we're going to start on this journey.
Yeah.
And I land and I try to, you know, text him to say, hi, I'm at the airport. You're picking me up. Right? And I realize, oh, God, I forgot. I didn't arrange with my cell phone company to have service overseas.
I know you well enough to not be entirely surprised.
Yeah.
But that is but also I've done the same. You land and you're like, oh, my phone.
Right.
Oh, I packed pants. Oh, I didn't think about internet. How do I?
Yes. So
it's a sinking feeling.
And I don't even have a real cell phone company anyway. I'm with Credo, which is like this progressive issue.
Brian does the same.
What translates to mean is we can't afford cell towers. I get very terrible service. So meanwhile, so it's not like I can actually fix it when I'm there. So I can't text. I can't call. My WhatsApp isn't working. I can't figure out how to get on the internet even at Heathrow. And I'm like, oh, well, been saying I wanted to do like a fast from social media and unplug.
I guess it starts now.
It's right now.
It's a little, I just couldn't help but notice as I'm kind of picturing it like a movie or, you know, it's like the airport. Oh, no. And then it's almost like a weird version of time travel. Like, it's almost like you were transported, nothing else, but like into 1986 or whatever, when you're just like, oh, I can't call. And now there's not even payphones, really, you wouldn't know his number.
Exactly.
You're just like, oh, I'm just a human body like a pinball in the world.
Right. And I'm going to give you two examples of how this played out in this way of like 1980, whatever, right? So we're going to do a little bit of shopping in Farm. It's a little town near Surrey in England before we show up at a friend's house that we're staying at, because this is a very budget vacation, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We're like staying in cheap, in Econo lodges and friends' places.
Yeah, they're just on a tour, so they have to maximize
profits, right? Yeah. So we go shopping, and my friend says to me, okay, I'll meet you, on the main street. Well, we had different ideas of what the main street was, apparently. And I thought, this is after I land. I really didn't know, like, am I really in that all moment-to-moment living of the 19, in IRL,
right.
No internet.
How analog am I?
To ask yourself. This is how analog is. We were on different streets, and I realized, okay, I can't tell him where I am. So what I did was I parked myself on the busiest corner I could find, and I stood there for an hour until he drove
this
around.
This must be the main street.
Yes. And
it's very populated.
Meanwhile, I realized I don't have his friend's name of where we're going other than Potts, like Colonel Potts in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I have no idea where the town, with the address, the phone number. I'm just on a street corner in England, hoping to be seen, like to be rescued. And I've left all my bags in the car. All I have is my phone. And I'm like, I could just be, alone in this way. And then when I got later.
maybe no one's coming. Right. Maybe I just live here now.
Yes, I was in a trust exercise, right? Like I might backwards.
An international trust fall of completely immersive.
And then, this is one of and he did show up. But then
I understand. I made it back.
But then when I get to Paris later and I want to go and meet a friend. I'm going to meet a friend at the train station, the Gare du Nord, and I'm going to get there from the hotel. I have to get a map, a real live map. They have those still. And I was a little nervous.
In the train museum?
Yes, I was a little nervous.
I had to go into the train museum. I had to break a glass. I had to get a map.
Yeah, I made an X where my hotel was.
Oh, wow.
Made the little path with a pen. And I was so nervous that I actually asked people on the way, too. I mean, I had to talk to strangers.
You're dropping baguette. Breadcrumbs so you can find your way back.
It was so much fun though to be with my map and to ask people and to be free of. I didn't check social. I mean, I had internet when I got to hotels, but I was so far behind. I just said, "Oh fuck it," I didn't even check.
Yeah.
I got and emails too. I was just like, I was just in that like a flow state, like the way just in the moment.
When we talk about being present and the buzzwords that we use. You're so present. Like I for years after I was sober, I bought something like a Vespa.
Mm-hmm.
And
a
so
scooter.
Like what I bought like a scooter, but what I'm relating to is you're so, it's a heightened, you're completely in the moment because there's no autopilot when you're like, I don't know where I am. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know if they're coming. I don't know what street you're, and not a fear, panic, horror situation necessarily. You're just like very aware. Like it's like life in, The Wizard of Oz, everything went into color of like life in an incredibly present, savoring moment. You're not just like, ooh, did my last picture get 12 likes or whatever?
And I could really like notice the buildings around me.
Yeah.
And the trees.
You were there.
And I was really present. And I think it's hard to make, you can't maintain that every moment in our lives. It's just not practical.
It's why we don't.
Right.
It's like some people are like, why can't I, with meditation, like, why can't I feel like this all the time? It's like, Well, you'd be easy prey. Like, we can't just walk around. You know, we have to adapt to things. We
can't
live
in constant.
And I
have to work for a living. Yeah, that's how you reach me, is through internet. And that's great.
I love that as a tiny victory because it wasn't, and you were kind of making this point on the other episode. It wasn't like, oh, here's my tiny victory. We had this incredibly expensive dinner at this incredibly expensive restaurant. I look how fancy it was. It's like, you know what was so nice? Noticing these buildings on this street because I didn't have the crutch slash distraction of a phone thing. I wasn't, you know, because if otherwise we are on street corners going, oh, did so-and-so email me back? Is the plumber coming? What? Oh, did I get a message? And just to like, it was taken from you. And also that you didn't, I love too, so kudos, you didn't, there's a long list of people that would ruin their trip or whatever. Yeah, and instead you were like, you know what, maybe this is just analog Annabelle. Let's see how she is.
And let me just say, I have been that person.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure we all have. I'm not going to say like, oh yes, I'm such a good treat. It was at that moment, I just went,
I always seek flow.
Yes. At that moment, I was just able to say, okay, this is what I'm doing.
That's great.
And I love that. So.
And I just, before we move on, I do want to say to listeners, if this comes up for you, I've had this before. I did, when I had Wi-Fi on my phone, I mapped the place and then I took screenshots of the directions. I've done that move.
I've done that.
And also, you can get a SIM card for $20 at almost any.
Oh, don't even say
any
that.
Mobile phone it never. When you're in Europe.
Part of it was it didn't even occur to me.
$20.
I didn't even think about that.
But that's so great. But that would $20 would have robbed you of your wonderful experience.
That's true. Okay. We're going to take a quick break so you can hear from another show on the Maximum Fun Network when we come back.
Get a new sad song.
I love those sad songs.
Hey, it's John Moe, host of Depression Mode, a podcast about people's mental health journeys. Guess who we got? Guess who? It's Jamie Lee Curtis.
I look at life now as the game of guess who, which is simply the process of elimination. I know what I don't like. That's how I found out who I am.
Jamie Lee Curtis on addiction, show business, and fooling people, all on Depression Mode from Maximum Fun, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch.
So excited that we have a new sad song. If you're new to the show, heads up, we collect sad songs because in a weird way, they make us happy. Mm-hmm. And we had someone write in. So we have a sad song related email. Here is that email. I will read in probably my regular voice. Let's see. Let's see if it goes somewhere.
Let's see how it goes.
I listened with interest to your July 11th episode about sad songs that help a little. I would like to take the liberty of introducing you to my current favorite sad song, Japanese Bowls by Peter Mayer. Mm. Brief background. Apparently, there's an ancient Japanese art of fixing broken pottery by filling the cracks with a lacquer mixed with gold dust.
That's like a tiny victory inside a tiny victory, learning that.
I mean, what a great fact to have in my head.
I love that.
As the song explains, the gold, quote, does not hide the cracks. It makes them shine instead. I'm falling in love with this email.
I know.
The songwriter likens himself to a Japanese bowl, I'm crying, in the sense that every, in quotes, every old scar shows from every time I broke. I am genuinely crying. And anyone's eyes can see that, in parentheses, I'm not what I used to be. The song ends on a hopeful note. In a collector's minds, all these jagged lines make me more beautiful and worth a much higher price. It's really quite an apt metaphor for life. Is it ever? I hope you enjoy it. Here's the link. We'll put it in our notes. And I enjoy your show more than a little. It is such a good email. And Swisher pulled part of the song. So let's listen.
All of these jagged lines make me more beautiful. Worth a much higher price.
You know what I love about this is that I feel like when I hear that song, I would normally go like, maybe that's not my kind of music. Like, it's just like the way that the music comes out. But now that I've heard the words separately and the sentiment, I'm like, yeah. Isn't that funny? Like, so I can change my mind because I have a different context for listening to it.
Yeah. It was so beautiful.
We were both crying.
I'm diving into this song like it's a warm pool.
I love it.
Well, that is it for this week's show. I'm floating away on the beauty of this song.
I know, it's beautiful.
and this poetry spoken out loud, it's so good. Thanks to our emailer for emailing in. And we still want to hear, what was your tiny victory on your summer vacation? What did you do on your summer vacation that led to a tiny victory? And thank you for everyone who contributes and calls in and emails to the show. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episodes sharing listener victories, so please keep them coming. You can call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can also record your tiny victory on the voice memo app of your choice. Email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org.
If you have a comment or a suggestion about this week's or any of our shows, please tell us about it. Call or email or reach out to us on Instagram or Twitter. Our handle for both platforms is @GetTinyPod.
To help us reach new listeners, we'd love it if you would leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. It really helps. And to get the word out about the show, tell your friends, family, anyone you meet who you think needs a new Japanese pot that's been repaired with gold dust or a little bit of goodness in their lives.
The jagged lines on yourself is self-acceptance.
<Good. laughs>
Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher. Our editor is Christian Duenas.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may you have cracked bowls but prepared with gold dust full of tiny victories.
This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.